Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Oh, you again.
Hello.
What we do here is
bizarre, unsettling, and riveting.
Start talking.
Now, here it is, your moment of zen.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to Tuesday, April 9th. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, how are you?
I'm, well, allergy suffering, but it's totally worth it because it's beautiful outside.
That is true.
Good morning, Husker Nick. How are you?
What up?
It's just, I mean, that's what I was dealing with yesterday. It's like, I wanted to be outside because it's gorgeous outside.
It was gorgeous outside
yesterday.
Being
all stuffed up the next day, just like, whatever, I'll just deal with it because I want to be outside and enjoy the nice weather.
We're leaving to go to Washington, D.C., and we're taking our first family plane ride together tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
And my youngest kid, she's one. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I pick her up from school, and from the time we left school to the time we got home, her left eye was just like this green booger.
Yeah.
And then she had snot running down her face, and she just, but she's always like the most optimistic child. Like, she always has a smile on her face.
Super happy, yeah.
Honest to God, I think if combined, Jess and I got an hour and 15 minutes of sleep last night,
yay,
then it's good. Because this poor little girl, she just could not sleep and was just miserable. And it was, you know, I mean, because you're taking a family trip.
Yeah.
So naturally, everybody's got to get sick right before the trip.
Right.
Because that's how that works. I mean, someone's got to take germs onto that plane. Might as well be us, right?
You got to be the carrier monkeys and
you
bring it on there.
You taking the pediatrician today?
Yeah, my wife is this morning. She's taking her in. We're hoping to, hopefully she just, it'll pass hopefully pretty quick. But yeah, poor little girl. Man, it's one of those things where, because kids don't know any better, especially at that age.
Yeah. Right.
She's just happy and looks so miserable at the same time. It's such a delicate balance.
She's got snot bubbles coming out, but she's so happy.
And it's something like, my son is sick and, like, you know, he'll lay with me and I got my buddy. When she's sick, it's like my whole freaking soul just melts. Like, I can't even, it's just crazy. So yeah, it was good. It was
have you
a
started
fun night.
Stocking up on all the things for a toddler to do on an airplane?
Honestly, I don't know what those are.
You
so
know what the
I'm
best
kinda
thing?
Yes, tell
get
me
an
please.
Old wallet.
Yeah.
Get a 52 card, like, deck of cards, and put all the cards in all the pockets of the wallet.
They'll
and
just
let
take
her
them
pull
out.
Them all out.
Okay, I'm gonna do that.
Wow, that's kind of a brilliant. Right?
It's a 3-hour trip.
Where were you? I had my kids on their first plane trip.
I didn't have kids for a while after. You
yeah, I think I think she was like still 16 at
probably
the time.
Yeah, thanks.
So it was really hard to.
I still remember
to know what to do.
Yeah.
We had all of the things because you had to have, like, Trista was a baby and the stroller and then a stroller for Serena and then, like, the carrier for him and the diaper bag. And it was just, I felt like I was carrying all of the things through every airport. And at one point in time, I think we had to run through the airport in Chicago.
Mm.
And it's just like, what am I doing? Why did I
don't know all the rules. You know, they can't make you pay to check a car seat.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to have a birth certificate.
Yep. We have those.
Didn't know that the first time.
Yeah.
Apparently,
car seats
have
to have bags
age.
Now or something. Like, you have to have a bag. I'm not buying that.
Well, you'd want to do that anyway because it gets all torn up.
My family, my parents are driving out. They're doing the retired thing where they're taking their time driving out there. So they got like a truck full of stuff.
You can use a trash bag.
Yeah. Oh, you can.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can use a big black. A lot of people use those big black trash bags.
Just do it like that.
This is a whole new world for me. I've never traveled with an infant, much less this is Carter's first plane ride.
Yeah.
Like he's excited, but he might very well get scared as soon as we get on there. I have no idea.
I would love for you to tweet everything, your entire trip and how that goes. Because
we'll have some fun. I'm going to kind of unplug a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good
idea
too.
There. It's my brother's wedding is what we're going for. And I could say this because her family all lives out there. They don't listen to the show. I never in a million years thought my brother Derek would ever get married. Never once. I thought he would end up just being like that uncle who is like the cool single uncle that's always taking him to do crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And his future wife is an amazing woman, and she has a little boy who is awesome, Elijah. So I'm excited. He's a year older than my brother. It's just neat. We're bringing in some new people into the family.
That's
fun. It's fun. I'm so excited. So excited for my little brother because he's a turd. And I never thought he'd ever get married, so I'm so pumped for him.
Well, good for him. That's good.
Don't miss this.
I mean that with all my heart.
Yeah. Of course. No.
By the way, too, like, I adore my little brother. But
it's the same thing with me and Chris. It's like, I adore him, but he's a turd.
I adore him. I just he's a turd.
We'll get you free money coming up.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Ding or ding, ding, ding.
They don't really talk like that in Sweden, I don't think.
They might.
I have a really good friend that's from Sweden. She just became a citizen, actually.
Yeah.
But I feel like I need to personally apologize to her every time we play the Swedish chef because we mention the nation of Sweden.
Yeah.
It's just a natural transition for us.
We can't think of anything else that...
No.
So.
No, that's... I think it works.
So last week in Stockholm, Sweden... in a suburb there, an off-duty police officer was sitting naked in a sauna when he and the guy sitting next to him recognized each other.
Huh.
That random moment where you're in a sauna and you're like...
You make eye contact?
Yeah.
It's always an awkward situation.
Like, do you make eye contact, but then is it weirder if you don't make eye contact?
Yeah, I mean, it's better to make eye contact because most of the time you're both naked.
Yeah.
So non-eye like contact towel and that's weird.
It. Mm-hmm.
Although JP would have the whole, you know, like the big eyes and the smile in there. Which would creep you out. That's, it's yes.
Like, hey, what's up?
His normal, that's it. Oh, I don't know about that.
That's one of those situations you have to act like you're not uncomfortable, right? Like, yeah. you have to act like, this is fine. This is fine.
Typically, there's, like, holes being burned through the ceiling by people that are sitting in there. Like, yeah. I'm just staring at that spot in the ceiling. I'm not going to look at this 69-year-old dude over here that just thinks he needs to stretch while he's in this sauna. Stark
so
naked.
Damn hot. Yeah. And they didn't know, they recognized each other, but they weren't sure where they knew each other from.
Okay.
Well, the other guy was a fugitive, having jumped bail after being sentenced to jail for aggravated assault.
Uh-huh.
A police spokeswoman said that the naked police officer calmly told the man that he could should consider himself arrested.
Look. I'm naked right now and I'm very relaxed.
Yes, I'm in a good spot.
I'm not going to get up, but consider yourself arrested.
Isn't that like one of the first lines that the stripograms do when they show up?
You should consider yourself
arrested. Yeah, like you open the door and there's a police officer and next thing you know, it's like, close off. You should consider yourself arrested.
It's kind of amazing that the fugitive didn't run because he knew the police officer didn't have like a walkie-talkie on him.
Right.
Yeah.
Or any kind of weapon. Yeah.
Yeah. No weapon, no way to communicate with any other police officers at this exact moment. Like, had he picked that moment to just start running, it would have taken at least a couple seconds.
He's super dedicated to his job because if I'm in there, I'm just like, I look over, I'm like, oh, that's that fugitive. Whatever.
If I pretend I don't notice.
Nothing needs to happen.
I don't have to get up right now.
Right. I'm pretty sure if I explain the situation to my boss, the police chief will have no problem with me not wrestling this guy down.
Well, the officer did get up. He went and got his pants and his walkie-talkie and stuff, his communication devices, and called back to the office. They came and got him. Mm-hmm. And they said, quote, the arrest was undramatic and the wanted man did not try to flee.
Nope.
Good.
The conclusion, officers posted on Facebook, we are everywhere. Even if you do not see us, we are there.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
I just want to go sit in a sauna now. That'd be really nice.
Oh, God, I hate sauna so much.
Why?
I do not like to be sweaty.
Get all the toxins out.
No, that's not real.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the Nitty Gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Keith Urban was as surprised as anybody else when he won Entertainer of the Year at this Sunday's ACMs. You can't really blame him. It was his 9th nomination in that category, and he has never won, so he was sure that was what was going to happen again.
Right.
Quote, at some point, I came to terms and accepted that the nomination is the award. I don't know how things go that way sometimes. I love what I get to do, and I put everything into it, and I know all the others do, too, so thank you, God. He was still walking on air backstage when he and his wife, Nicole Kidman, posted a video online. Nicole said, country music, you have been so good to my husband and to me, and we're so grateful. And then Keith wrapped it up with, quote, country is thriving and exploding all over the globe. It's because it's a beautiful, big, rich tapestry of so many things, and I'm so grateful to be a part of it. Thank you. I love you guys. God bless. Oh, my God, I'm so happy. Thank you. Love you. I love everybody. He didn't say that last part. By the way, Keith also released a studio version of the song Burden, which is the song he performed on the ACMs. It is a cover of a song by an Irish singer-songwriter, and you can see that on our Facebook page. That's KX969. Guys, Cole Swindell has a girlfriend.
So
it's
cute.
Kind of hard to make news at the ACMs when you don't win an award, but right. Cole did that because of his date, Barbie Blank, or as WWE fans know her, Kelly Kelly.
Oh, wow.
I feel like neither of those are the names her parents put on her birth certificate.
Hold on, he's dating Kelly Kelly?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow, good for him.
Neither Kelly Kelly nor Barbie Blank probably are what her parents named her.
Somehow dating a WWE wrestler named Kelly Kelly isn't the craziest relationship we've heard about this year when you think about like Miranda and her police officer hubby he's a whack-a-mole. It's really funny how that turns out.
That's funny.
Representatives for both Cole and Barbie Kelly confirmed to E! That they are a couple, and they've been together since at least February, because that's when she retweeted his post about getting an ACM Song of the Year nomination for Breakup in the End, and she wrote, quote, "I'm beyond excited and proud of you, babe." So at least they were in some kind of relationship then.
Adorable.
Barbie has been a wrestler on and off since 2006. She was in the reality show Wags LA when she was married to NHL player Sheldon Surrey. They separated in 2017. She also did an episode of Days of Our Lives.
Oh, wow.
So there you go. This is Cole Swindell's girlfriend.
Way to go, Cole.
Finally, Kelly Clarkson posted a great tweet after Sunday's ACMs. She wrote, quote, "The greatest thing by far that happened to me tonight was being asked to move because some guy thought I was a seat filler and it wasn't my turn anymore." Literally, it made my night because he was so serious. And I just politely said, "No, I'm good." It's my chair. I'll stay in my chair.
That's crazy.
This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City, brought to you by Discount City Beer and Wine. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kicks 96.9.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kicks 96.9.
Get in to celebrate the good. Direct message us on Facebook or Twitter with your good thing. We'll add it to ours, and a lot of local good things coming up, so be ready.
It's the Kicks 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kicks 96.9.
This is the part of the day where we like to share all the good things. There's enough bad news out there. Let's get with the good. If you've got one, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Lauren, you're up.
Okay, so I realize this is not brand new, but I had never seen it before, so I'm assuming there are plenty of other people who have never seen it before. Otto the Skateboarding Bulldog set a world record a while back.
Okay.
And the video makes me so happy because this dog is in it to win it. Like, he is, the look on the face of the dog, he is 100% serious. He has a goal, and he is going to achieve it. He he broke the world record for the longest human tunnel traveled through by a dog skateboarder. It's 30 people standing with their legs spread really wide. And
Otto's just flying.
I want to be part of this.
And a bulldog on a skateboard goes flying through the human tunnel. I am at Lauren on Kicks on Twitter, and I just retweeted Otto. Did you retweet Otto, too?
On the Kicks.
You need to watch this video. It's awesome.
The dog is so happy. Like, this dog 100% knows that there is a world record being set.
Bulldogs are just a blessing.
He is focused.
Yes, he is.
Oscar, Nick, your good thing.
All right, so my good thing. There has been a story going around country music, and of course we had the CMAs. So a lot of the artists were asked about this. And you know me. I love me some Brothers Osborne. Mm-hmm. I think they're awesome. They're on the way here. So John and TJ, they were on the red carpet, and they were asked about that Lil Nas X Old Town Road song.
Oh, that.
And what's going on with that, and if they think that's country music. Listen what they said.
From the charts. And there's a
damn right, it should have been.
If you haven't heard, it's a whole controversy if you haven't heard about this.
And they mentioned actually mentioned that. Go ahead, hit this thing.
There are tons of girls just waiting for the moment, waiting in line, writing great songs, showing up every day to the writing room, sometimes doing two or three or four writes a day. They've been in Nashville for over 10 years. There's a girl in Nashville right now called Haley Witters who's incredible, and you go check her music out, and you're like, come on, we need to get this girl propped up, and then this dude decides to put out a song with kind of quasi-country lyrics.
It mentions a horse and something
and
about
boobies or something.
He does mention boobies three times.
So it's not that.
Song.
Like, let's turn the focus away from that. You don't get... Like, don't create controversy and expect that to give you a hall pass. We need great songs. Go listen to Kris Kristofferson, and then go listen to that song. And if you tell me they have anything to do with each other, then I will quit. I'm out. I'm done with this, John. I'm done.
I love those guys.
Amen. It's funny, too, because they do. There's a rap lyric in there three different times they say boobies because it rhymes with something. And I don't remember what the lyric is that they use it off
whatever.
But they were asked about that, I guess, like 25 times. And they tweeted out, said, look, we tried to be super nice. And everybody kept asking us. So finally, we gave you our real answer on this thing. And it doesn't belong in country music.
The guy himself didn't cause the controversy. He just put out.
No, there's. I was reading about it a little bit. It's this whole reason why we get some really crappy songs that go on the radio because they get pushed by.
People up high.
People that should not be telling people what should be on country music radio. So, regardless, I love these guys. I can't wait to see them when they get here in town. It's going to be so fun.
Yep. My good thing, well, actually, I've got two real quick. First one, don't forget to vote today because it's election day.
It is election day.
So don't forget to do that. I just saw it pop up on the news.
They always predict and get super low turnouts for local primaries, so let's not have that be the case.
We got the mayor is what we're choosing right now. So.
Well, the Democratic representative.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, that's important. That's super important. So get out there and vote. And then the other thing is...
Fred Hoiberg, by the way.
Vote for Fred.
I'll go ahead and just write
him on the ballot.
You can write him in, can't you?
That's true.
Fred for mayor. My other good thing is I had an opportunity, actually my daughter did, as a senior in high school at Lincoln Northeast with the choir program, to be a part of the UNL Women's Festival yesterday. So a bunch of high schools from the area got to perform, and they spent all day learning new songs, including she had to learn one song in Japanese, which she's never done before. And then they got to perform with the UNL Women's Choir, and then also a great a cappella group. If you don't know of Boots and Cats, need to learn about Boots and Cats. They're a group of ladies that are a cappella. They got a couple amazing beatboxers in their group. They've done stuff with D-Wayne before, who's our former intern now on KFRX, and he does beatboxing and stuff like that. They were phenomenal. And if you want to check them out, they've got their spring show coming up April 26th and 27th at the Auditorium in the Nebraska Union. But go look up Boots and Cats, UNL Boots and Cats on Twitter, and then Boots and Cats on Facebook. They're absolutely worth seeing.
More? Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We've got animals in the news, and then we'll get you a chance to see some live animals with Broncos and Bulls coming up with PRC Extreme Road.
JP Lauren and Husker Nick in the morning. Are on
Kix 96.9. All right, coming up in just a little bit, we're going to play a game and give you a chance to win fifth row tickets for the PRCA Extreme Rodeo.
Wow,
the Broncos and Bulls, which is coming up on Friday.
PBA
rodeo.
But first,
remember that time you were a rodeo clown and you didn't wear underwear and it was gross?
Yeah, I do.
God,
I was okay with it.
Those photos were terrible. You saw him, the pictures of him as a rodeo clown, and he had the pants hiked up, and it was like...
The shorts hiked up real high. And
I think I've blocked it out.
Yeah, because you could definitely... We had this conversation on the air, and you were like, JP, come on.
I really think I've blocked that. I was traumatized.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of traumatized, how about this? Philippine custom officials had to deal with 757 live tarantulas.
Okay.
Why?
Inside a bunch of gift-wrapped boxes of cookies and oatmeal that were being shipped from Poland. The Filipino man was arrested after he tried to claim the spiders, which were valued at $5,900 and are illegal to possess in the Philippines.
$6,000 for illegal Polish spiders?
Is there like a racket for those down there in the Philippines? Like, I can get you an illegal Polish spider.
Also, cost you $100. Super fat tarantulas because they just traveled halfway around the world in a box of cookies.
I would think so.
You would think.
Can tarantulas eat cookies?
This might have been the reason why this animal had to take a nap because he was full. A library in Colorado was forced to close this week when a giant moose decided to fall asleep outside the doors during a snowstorm that was going on.
I love this story.
There's a note on their social media page. The North Branch Library here in Silverthorne, Colorado, temporarily closed due to a moose making an attempt at higher learning and blocking the entrance. Please stay away from the library and do not approach the moose.
No, those things are scary.
I mean, in what great world do you get an unexpected day off of work because there's a moose?
In Colorado, I guess.
Just happens like that.
Have you guys ever seen a giant moose in person? Been up when we were in Colorado.
Well,
we were
not like in the wild.
Yeah,
in
we were
zoos.
When we were at Colorado, we were camping out on the lake there, and I turn around with Carter. So I got my little boy, and I turn around, and I'm not kidding, man. 5 feet from me is this moose. And I bet I didn't go, like, its legs stopped about where my chest is.
Oh, my God.
And its horns were mad. It was pretty frightening.
When you told that story to Jungle John from the Lincoln Zoo, he was like, oh, that's not good.
Yeah, he's like, you're lucky you didn't die.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was scary.
And finally, police in New Jersey got a call about an unusual visitor at the Velu Cemetery on Friday. According to the New Jersey Record, a goat was spotted roaming around the cemetery. Officers...
Goats have relatives, too.
Found the male goat there and suspected he was abandoned in a box they found nearby.
What?
At the cemetery.
I abandoned a goat in a cemetery.
A six-month-old goat.
I mean, maybe they figured there was plenty of grass to graze on.
I guess, maybe.
Is that like leaving you in a supermarket?
Probably.
Next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix
96.9. That was a good one. I had to end on that one. That was good.
It won't start.
Nope. Coming up, we'll give you a chance to get the best seats of the house for the PRC Extreme Roadie.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
Howdy, partners. Let's raise and rope Broncos.
All right, so we got a new game for you, for your chance to win your way to the PRCA Extreme Rodeo coming up on Friday at Pinnacle Bank Arena. We had Charles on with us, but he fell off. But we still have Chris. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Good. Would you like to go against number one or number three? I'm going to pick somebody else to play
against. Line number one
or
line number three?
Ooh.
Pick your competitor.
Your destiny.
Three. I'm supposed to pick one or three?
Just
yeah, who do you want?
Yeah.
One or three?
Sorry. Three.
Kix, good morning. Who's this?
JJ.
JJ. All right. Hang on here, JJ. You're going to play against Chris.
It's somehow poetic that someone fell off while we're talking about Broncos and Bulls.
That's right.
He got booked off them Broncos and Bulls, let me tell you.
So here's the game we're going to play. So JJ and Chris, your name is your buzzer.
Mm-hmm. Can you do this in your best impression of Larry the Cable Guy, Lauren?
What?
Yeah.
All right. I think it could be good. I just want to know what that is.
There we go. Right. That's what you yell is the yeehaw if they're right.
Best.
You can do it.
All right, so...
You got it.
Don't be loud.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's 7:30
in the morning.
What a great late addition to the game. Wow.
Just
all right.
The yeehaw in there.
All right. Yeah.
So we're going to give you a name. There are some ridiculous names that Bulls and Broncos have been named.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to yell your name out when you want to buzz in and make your guess whether it's a Bronco or a Bull.
Just give me your best Hick impression.
I'll do my best.
All right. Woo.
Basically, it's raising your voice at the end.
JJ's woo. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll read you a name. You tell me. Bull or Bronco. First of all,
this is worth it.
What is that actually?
I like this game.
All right.
All right. Number one, where's the beef?
That was good.
Bull.
Did somebody yell out their name?
Say it again. You were cutting out.
First, you got to say your name. Stop raising your hand.
JJ said it. JJ said his name. Where's the beef was the name.
JJ, is that a bull or a bronco?
That's a bull.
No. No, it is not.
What?
That was kind of a tricky one. It was a horse that ran in the Kentucky Derby in 08.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
What is that?
Where's the beef, y'all?
I got you on that one. I'm becoming George W. Bush.
What is happening? Yeah.
Somewhere that just took a left turn, and I stopped being Larry the Cable Guy, and I started being
George W. Bush. H.W. Bush and Barack Obama and Larry the Cable Guy all mixed together.
It's strategery.
Strategery.
All right, so no points for anybody there.
Stanley Fat Max.
Stanley. Bull.
You got to yell out your name first.
All right. We're going back to the rules.
Because JJ just yelled out his guess. Chris, you get to guess. Is it a bull or a bronco?
Say the name again. You guys are cutting out so bad I can't hear you.
Stanley Fat Max.
A bull.
Yes, that is a bull. JJ, did you frequently forget to raise your hand in class?
Yeah.
All right, so we got one for Chris.
Okay.
You're my boy, Blue. You're my boy, Blue.
JJ.
JJ.
Bronx.
Yes, that is a horse that ran open to the Derby in 05.
All right.
Also, does he get an extra half point for remembering to say his name?
I know he doesn't. He just gets to keep playing the game.
Now I'm Reba McEntire.
You're slowly transitioning around to different, as Kentucky Fried Chicken guy. You're actually Reba McEntire in the Kentucky Fried Chicken commercial.
Colonel
Sanders.
Right. Ridiculous. So it's 1-1. First 1-3 wins.
Yeah.
Junk in the trunk.
Chris.
Yes.
A ball.
No.
Why would you want to be a racehorse named Junk in the Trunk?
I don't know.
Right, because you want to drop that junk because that
sounds like
fast.
Yeah, that sounds like a bad name. I would not bet on that one.
Okay.
Moving on.
Moving on.
High stakes.
Ah.
JJ.
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 A racehorse.
All
right.
No.
No.
Not a racehorse. That was
I caught you on the first one. That one more obvious. All right.
Okay. Okay, Reba, what's next?
Bucking fantastic.
Wait, what did you just say?
I said bucking.
JJ.
Hey, Chris, Chris said her name first. I heard her name first.
Oh, wow.
Right after you said bucking fantastic.
A ball.
Yes.
That's right.
I feel like JP is like buttering Chris up.
No, I'm just paying attention.
I heard her say her name too.
Okay, Reba. She's got one more point than JJ. This, if she gets this one, she wins the whole thing. If not, JJ can tie it up and then we have to go.
You should try this voice on your husband and see if it sets the mood.
I'll be like, no. All right. Fairy tattoo.
Chris. A ball.
Yes, it is.
And Chris.
Yeah.
You just gotta be like when your husband comes home, be like, welcome home.
That was your day. Fairy tattoo is in fact a bull, and that means Chris is going to the rodeo.
Yay!
Congrats, Chris. Hey, JJ, thanks for playing along. You're not gonna go away empty handed. We'll take you down to the movies at the Grand Theater downtown. You can go see whatever movie you want to go see, all right?
Sweet. Thank you.
Thanks for jumping in and playing with us, and Chris, congratulations.
Thank you.
Hang on the line. We'll get some more details to you. We've got your chance to win the best seats in the house for the PRCA Extreme Rodeo all week long. Thank you, Reba.
You're welcome.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
We're going to do our best to help out our new friend Kylie with her dating issue with Datum or Dump'Em and give you a chance to win a $25 gift card to Hertz Donut.
But what if I can't stop?
You're broke.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick. Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Datum or Dump 'Em with J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Brought to you by Hertz Donut, the rebel of all donuts, breaking the rules with their uniform-free toppings and anthem flavors. Check out the Hertz Donut Facebook page to see all of the flavors and daily specials. Hertz Donut, 9th and P Street, downtown. Get there like now. Coming up with Easter, we'll be out with the Easter Bunny and some special deals for you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll explain that once we get a little closer, but we'll also give you a chance to win a $25 gift card to go try out Hertz Donut for yourself as a part of Datum or Dump 'Em. Kylie would like to see about getting a second date with a guy she met on Tinder because she thought it went fairly well, even though it was a little awkward. Kylie, good morning.
Hi, guys.
Okay, so tell us about your date with Matt.
Well, so we met on Tinder like a month ago, and we talked for a couple weeks before actually meeting up, and we went over to Round One for drinks and snacks and bowling.
Okay.
Okay, awesome.
I wouldn't say it was like the greatest date ever, but I mean, it was a good date. We were both kind of socially awkward and a little insecure, I think. So, okay. I mean, I know I was nervous. Like, I was going to say something stupid or look like an idiot bowling. You know, I'm not used to, like, doing the whole Tinder thing. I mean, I've actually only gone out twice ever on Tinder.
Okay.
And the other time it just ended up with us being friends.
I mean, that's probably a good place for that kind of date, though. Because, I mean, like, the arcade and everything gives you lots of other things to talk about.
And
so, you
do.
Know.
Yeah.
And so you said it was good but not great. Why?
Well, it was just kind of awkward getting into conversation, you know. I mean, I don't know if it was him or me, but it was just weird at first. Like, I mean, the date went good. I feel like we got drinks in us and we got more relaxed, but he was just, I don't know. I mean, I really can't tell you what it was exactly. I mean, he was a gentleman. He walked me in my car, said he was going to call me, but it just got awkward again. And
well,
I mean,
then why?
He didn't know what
you. Yeah. Explain to us then why we're here right now. If it wasn't a great date, kind of awkward, just not right.
You feel like it's your fault?
Why,
I mean,
yeah. Why are you looking for a second date?
I mean, I felt like we got along on like a friend level, maybe. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know if it was me or if it was him, and like maybe I just wasn't putting out the right vibe, or you know, I don't know. I kind of want an answer, and then maybe I can take it to the next level somehow. I don't
or
know.
Or maybe we give you a do-over, too. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Is it possible you were too in, like, thinking about it in the moment? Like, you were just...
Analyzing and maybe, it as
yeah,
it was
like,
happening?
Like, you were just... Yeah, because you sound very, like Lauren said, analytical of the situation. You've obviously thought it through, but if you were that analytical during the date, that could have been a little strange.
I mean, yeah, I'm kind of a thinker. Like, I spend a lot of time by myself usually, so I'm not really, like I said, I've only done this twice ever, so you know, I'm not like a dating expert, really.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's call Matt and see what his... I'm interested to hear what his take on the whole thing is.
Yeah, what we'll do is... Kylie's given us Matt's phone number. We'll give him a call and at least figure out what went wrong, if there was anything on the date, and if possible, and he's interested, we could give you guys a second date, maybe a do-over.
Okay, thanks.
Don't miss this. Next on the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
That's exactly what happens. You get to guess on what you think went wrong on Kylie and Matt's date. Now that you've heard her side of it, you can let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Do it in GIF form. If you get it right, you get a $25 gift card to Hertz Donut. If nobody gets right and you've got the funniest, you get a $25 gift card to Hertz Donut.
J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now. Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick. On Kix 96.9.
Where you can make a guess on what went wrong on Kylie and Matt's date and win a $25 gift card to Hertz Donut. It's good to explain your guesses because Corey messaged the Facebook page and has multiple gifts, and I'm trying to figure out. There's a weird dude in a banana rabbit hat, and it's just kind of just, there's all kinds of crazy stuff going on with your guess.
Luke has a very specific guess. He says, I think halfway through the date, she remembered she put a brisket on the smoker 11 hours ago and keeps doing the math in her head to see if she'll make it home in time to take it off the smoker at the perfect moment. Therefore, she was just too preoccupied with that to even think about starting a relationship. Can you blame her?
I was actually thinking that exact same thing.
Were you?
Yeah, I was right on that.
It was a brisket.
Yeah, it's brisket.
Your guess on what went wrong on Kylie and Matt's date.
She's
we'll
got
talk
a,
to
a pork butt that she is worried about. Yeah,
yeah.
She's 11 hours into that commitment.
You got to get back and make sure your meat's okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, is this Matt?
Yes, it is.
Matt, hi. It's J.P. Lauren Huskinick, the Kix Morning Show.
What up?
Hey, what's going on? Did I win something?
Well, let's see how the next
Maybe.
Couple minutes go, and we'll talk about it. Actually, we are calling because we have a question for you about a lady you went on a date with recently named Kylie. Do you remember Kylie?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay. Well, Kylie enlisted our help in finding out maybe she thought it was a good date but not a great date, and that maybe it was a little more awkward than it should have been. She likes you a lot. And wanted us to help figure out why maybe it didn't go as well as it could have. Do you have thoughts on that?
She was real nice and everything. There wasn't much going on. She wasn't into anything interesting, like hobbies or anything like that.
What do you mean there wasn't much going on?
She didn't seem like she was interested in going to places or doing stuff.
Going to places or doing things.
But she wasn't really like passionate about it or anything.
Okay.
And there wasn't much really going on between her. It sounded like she was... She'd much rather spend her free time knitting and, you know, reading sci-fi books and cookbooks.
Okay.
So do you think you just didn't have the same interests?
It was somewhat decent, you know, but to each her own, you know what I mean? If she would rather do that, then, you know, then she's not for me. You know, I need
so
somebody with
no
a little
sparks,
bit more drive and a little bit more outgoing and have a little bit more fun, you know what I mean?
So it sounds like just no sparks. You're just different people who are interested in different things. Okay, well, Kylie is on the phone with us,
yes.
Matt. Kylie, what are your thoughts about his thoughts?
Hi, Matt. Well, I mean, it's interesting you say that, that I have no passion, but, you know, you work as a cashier, so it's not like you're some rocket scientist, you know, going to Mars every day. I mean, like...
This is a confusing conversation.
And you have, like, some massive comic book collection, and you, like, stay home playing Dungeons and Dragons with your friends, so... You know, I kind of thought those were things that made us compatible. We were both kind of homebodies, and I didn't realize you were judging me the whole time.
So I feel like you both have awesome nerd hobbies and are judging each other's nerd hobbies.
Right, a little bit.
I mean,
Listen, I'm not judging. I just don't, you know, I just don't want to date, like, me, if that makes any sense.
Oh, like
you know,
someone like you?
I did not get any of that out of any of this.
You said she didn't want to go out and have enough fun.
Yeah,
wait,
I mean,
so are you saying you're not that person,
you know?
So you're looking for someone to drag you out to have fun?
Yeah, you know.
I did not get any of that from this conversation. This is all crazy to me. Huh.
I wish
you
could
have told me at
least. I feel like we got along great, and I didn't know you wanted some party girl that's going to, like, take you out every night.
Man.
Just a little bit more challenging would probably be the thing to get me going a little bit more instead of just being stuck in the house.
But you, I don't think we're getting this one back together.
Yeah.
I I'm throwing in the towel.
You've given up on this.
That's so mean. I'm a challenge. I mean, I bet you, can't read some of the books that I read. They're very advanced.
Yeah, we're
what we have here is a failure to communicate.
Or anything, but, you know, I was just expecting a little bit more.
Okay. Well, Kylie, this is the portion of the show where we just kind of say, here you go. That's the reason why things aren't going to work between you and Matt.
Well, at least I get it. I mean, I'm not going to change who I am for someone else. So
why? No.
Someone out there for me that is a perfect match.
No, this one just didn't work. I mean, it feels like there were not really sparks for either one of you.
Right.
You got along okay, so you move on.
We just move on. Yeah, exactly. Well, okay.
That was
Well, Matt, thanks for taking our call.
Yeah, well, good luck to you. You're going to need it.
Okay. All right.
What?
Moving on.
I am the most confused individual that it could ever be confused.
Kylie, thank you so much for listening to our show and for reaching out. And you know what? Because you were so nice to come on and endure this, I think we can give you dinner and a movie and maybe another chance to go out with somebody else, maybe.
Wow, thank you. That sounds like fun.
Okay, thanks, Kylie. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
Okay, so that was the weirdest damn thing we've ever experienced.
I think he panicked and just started saying words.
Yeah, because none of that made sense. And like he acted like he was shy. Did anybody here get even a hint of shyness out of that guy?
No, not at all.
I think he just felt like he was coming off badly and started saying different words.
Yeah. I actually felt bad when we talked to her at first because she did. Like, she was very, you could tell she was apprehensive's not the right word, but like, she's shy.
She had way overthought this date.
Right.
And then what was the thing about the, she goes, yeah, well, you work at a grocery store. What?
Well, I think the comment was on.
Now they both panicked and were just saying right. words.
Was that, oh, yeah, well, you like the color orange, you idiot. Like that kind of thing. Is that what it was?
Yes, just saying things about the other.
You think ham sandwiches are healthy, dummy? Like what?
You live on the left side of the street.
Yeah, which is also the wrong side. Stupid.
Wow. Okay, nobody got that one right on Facebook or Twitter, at least.
Good luck with this idiot. He puts his pants on one leg at a time.
Your dog
idiot.
Weighs approximately 63 pounds.
That's 4 pounds too much. It just doesn't make sense. I did not know.
They just were not meant for each other.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just shy like her. You are not. I'm sitting here listening to you talk to us. You're not shy at all.
Yeah. There was something with, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's not how shy people say yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, nobody got the guess right. We'll book out the funniest gift to give you Hertz Donut with Denim or Dump 'em.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Some awkward experiences that you've had.
Wait till you hear this
grocery list. This is crazy. And you can join in the conversation now on Facebook or Twitter at KX969, brought to you by Max Musk.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So I was talking with a buddy of mine over the weekend, and he was telling me about going to Target and picking up a couple things. And you know, you get in Target, and you get stuck there, and you got to, especially ladies like to go into Target.
It costs $100 to go to Target.
Yeah, yeah, like for milk. Bucks. But then you always forget the milk.
Yes.
Like you buy everything else but the milk.
They should just charge you $100 on the way in.
Yeah.
Because that's how much it's going to cost you to leave Target.
Your entry fee?
Yes.
So he knew that he had to go in and get milk and crackers and toilet paper. So he got the first two and then went over to the TP section, only to see that the only thing that was left was the 24-roll Titanic package.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you
buy. That's the only kind you buy.
Yeah, that's all you buy.
He was horrified.
You're going to have to go back if you buy a
Why would you ever buy like three of them? You'll be back in like 2 days.
He just thought that was a little bit horrific, and he had a problem with the fact that everybody there is going to know, man, that dude poops a lot. That he's got to buy.
No, are you kidding? That would never go through my head.
As someone who is in a family of six, yeah. Right. I would that makes sense. He also lives with multiple people.
It's just him and his wife.
Tell him not to shop at Sam's Club or at any other place where you buy a bunch of those. Yeah. No, that's not a big deal.
Everyone at Target doesn't know his family situation.
Yes. Right. Not to mention, if you ever walk, like if you ever go to the store, where are they all missing from? It's the bulk area. Because you buy, because there's nothing worse in this world than sitting down, starting your business, and looking over and going, crap, I'm out of toilet. Oh, God, I'm out of toilet paper. Right. Like in the whole house. You got to have that big thing there.
It doesn't go bad.
Right. Toilet paper can last for forever.
As a human being, eventually, regardless of the size of the thing of toilet paper, you'll use it.
See, I told him it wasn't a big deal just to get the toilet paper, and he'd be funny. He says, it's just so weird. It's because it's just me and her, and it's like a 24-pack. I'm like, do we really need a 24-pack?
Your friend's overthinking that one.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. But
I'll give you a good example of that, like being in public and doing something like everybody does, right?
Yeah.
And you're embarrassed. And I said this to you guys a minute ago. Who here doesn't look at themselves like in the window as they're walking by their reflection? Like if you're walking down O Street,
checking on your clothes,
and you're like, "Huh, how's my clothes looking? Butt looks good. All right, here we go." Then you realize there's people on the other side of the glass looking at you. Now that's embarrassing, but everybody does it. But I'm embarrassed. Or like if you're in the bathroom at work and you're the only one in there, so you're like, all right, let's see, I've been working out at the gym. Let's see how things are going. And then the door opens and you like should have your shirt down. You're like, I'm just chilling. I'm washing my hands. What are you doing?
What Ashley up? On Facebook, and I think there are definitely people that relate to this. I hate making phone calls to people I don't know. Even just calling a restaurant to make reservations panics me. That is so, yes.
That's interesting.
I am better now, but that I used to hate that so much. God, like talking to a stranger to make a doctor's appointment or something.
Right.
Ah.
Well, because nowadays, I mean, it's so easy to just text it or email it and make appointments that way versus actually talking to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That can be nerve-wracking for some. And so, for fun...
You're just a few seconds away from this with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
We want to hear from you, 466-9696, or a bunch of people already doing it on Facebook or Twitter. What's an everyday thing you're embarrassed to do?
And when we come back, I also have to read you. Poor Melissa has the worst grocery list I have ever heard. If you thought you had an embarrassing one, wait for hers.
So 466-9696 or Facebook or Twitter. Join the conversation for a chance to win your way to the PRCA Extreme Rodeo this Friday at PBA with us.
J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick. Lincoln's new country. Kix 96.9.
Well... this has been sufficiently awkward.
The everyday thing that embarrasses you.
Mm-hmm.
My friend has an issue with buying bulk toilet paper.
And that is so weird.
Not a big deal.
The vast majority of the people listening here, I promise, buy bulk toilet paper.
Yeah.
It's a better deal. As long as you have somewhere to store it. That is like the only issue I can think of. Because
you can't just
leave
it in its container in the bathroom.
Well, in my case, that's because the cat would tear it up. Oh. You have to like put it in a cabinet. No, but having like a cabinet or something to put it in. however embarrassing what you had to buy was, poor Melissa on Facebook. Because, I mean, there are stupid things that are embarrassing to buy, even though you know the checkers. Do they really care? I mean, they see this over and over all day long. But Melissa says, my mom is a paraplegic and needs stuff for medical reasons. So I was sent to the store for disposable gloves, KY jelly, and Depends. That shopping trip, I also had to pick up some X-Lax, a pregnancy test, and cat food.
That's a good list. What's bad is when they got to get a price check.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they're like, I need a price check on Vagisil aisle 6. And it's like, no, you don't.
No, you really don't.
I'll tell you what the price is. Shut up.
I'll pay whatever you want to charge me right now.
Yeah, when I first started dating Jess, she loved to send me to the store for different things. And, like, now I just am so immune to it.
So we want to hear from you, 466-9696, or Facebook and Twitter. What everyday thing is it you're embarrassed to do?
Everybody has to do it, but still somehow you're embarrassed every time.
466-9696, or Facebook and Twitter to join the conversation. Now it's Dylan Scott. It's Kix.
Kix 96.9, cash in concerts. A shot at $1,000 and concert tickets is happening right now.
All right, so far we've had money and grand and now win.
W-I-N. Today seems easy enough.
Yep.
We've had some super weird days where it's like elephantitis.
Yeah. It's like, dang.
That's super awkward.
But today, win. W-I-N.
466-9696 for you to join the conversation that we've got going on about the everyday embarrassing things that you have to deal with.
Just random everyday things, normal things that everybody has to do, but for some reason for you, they're embarrassing.
Hey, I don't think you guys saw this, but Emily on Twitter actually said, it sounds weird, but if I go anywhere like dinner or a bar with friends, I cannot walk in first. I don't want to be in charge of figuring out where to sit, LOL.
That's a good one.
what just happened a second ago is I read that to the room.
Doesn't have to be on the radio, but
yeah, no, it needs to be, JP. This is too good.
So about 30 seconds ago, I read that tweet because sometimes we talk about the things that are you guys are messaging us off the air, and I read that tweet, and both JP and Nick made eye contact with me and laughed about it, and then about 15 seconds later, JP goes, listen to what Emily tweeted, and reads the exact same thing to me.
And then he looks up like, we should be proud he found that.
We're both looking.
He looked right at you and said, oh, I hate that. It wasn't paying attention at all. Now, that's something people will get embarrassed by in public.
Hi, Kix.
Hi, JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
What up, what up?
Okay, I don't like buying tampons and pads, and I'm 44.
I mean, I guess after a certain number of more years of embarrassment, you won't have to anymore.
I know, but it's still the most embarrassing thing ever. I hate it.
Just super awkward.
Chase on Facebook says, my everyday awkward moment is going to a public bathroom to go number two and somebody's already in there. I will act like I'm going to the urinal, stand there and wait for them to leave before going into the stall.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. An everyday thing you're embarrassed to do.
Did you guys see what Emily put on Twitter?
More your calls and Facebook and Twitter posts.
She hates going into places first.
969. Now it's Chris Stapleton.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Press check on VeggieClean, aisle 5. I repeat, press check on VeggieClean, aisle 5. That's VeggieClean.
That's super awkward.
Nothing worse when... I mean, buying various embarrassing things is bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
The prospect of a price check on it is a worst case scenario.
We wanted to know from you your everyday embarrassing thing. I'm with Chase. Was it Chase or Chance that messaged the page about going to the bathroom?
Oh, yeah.
If I'm in doing number two, I try to make as little noise as possible.
Oh, really?
I'm always worried about somebody coming in and doing their business, and then I'm making all kinds of noise in there.
Especially at work. I like to make it as awkward as possible.
No!
Yeah, like I want to honk. Like I need something.
Any noise is going to happen where you like to do something loud. Yeah. Like there's a little trash can in there and close it loud or something.
So you're saying that it's weird that I like to sit in there and if I hear that door open, I'm immediately like...
Yes, that's weird.
We have a coworker that'll make fart noises if you're in there.
Sometimes I'll just go... You know,
we wanted to know from you your everyday embarrassing things on Facebook or Twitter as well.
That's something I like to.
Oh, this is gross.
I mean, I don't see them, you know, whatever.
Hi, Kix.
Okay, so mine would be having like really loud music blaring in your car and just having your own private concert and then someone like looks over at you and you're just jamming out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When you realize you are full on singing, like it is a performance.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Stops me every time.
Yeah. I get hit with Call Me Maybe. I can't resist myself. I have to sing that song as loud as I can. Mm-hmm. Everybody laughs at me.
Your own little concert in your car.
You're darn right. I like to roll down the windows, especially if it's like hardcore rap and I am just spitting flow left and right. Like I actually want people to know that I can do that. I got bars.
Chase follows up to say, and he's correct, you flush the toilet while you're making those noises.
Yeah.
Really?
No, I will do that too.
Oh no, I'll be like, hot sauce.
No!
You know, like while I'm sitting there.
Brianna. Holly is embarrassed to blow her nose in public. That's I have to like hide and do it shamefully.
Really?
Brianna says picking up a fresh pile of dog poop at the apartment complex.
That's just somehow like you're ashamed of it.
I'm picking up the poop.
Like, why did my dog do this?
I Kix.
Yeah, so just on Friday, I went to the library. I had some books on hold and while I was there, I found out I passed the bar exam. And thank you. Started crying, so excited, but I had to be quiet. And I took my books up, and of course, they're like 50 Shades of Grey kind of books. And I'm crying, and the old guy checking me out, it was so terrible. So then I'm like, well, these are happy tears, but that made it worse because I didn't explain why.
To get your 50 Shades of Grey books.
Oh, it's here at the library. Yay.
Yeah. It was so embarrassing. And I'm shaking. It was bad. It was so bad.
Oh,
that is so awesome.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you, Dana, for calling in with that
for
one.
For that story, yes. Yeah. I appreciate that a lot.
So hopefully my buddy doesn't feel as embarrassed to buy the bulk brand of TP.
No, he's being foolish.
Anymore.
Of all the things to be embarrassed by, bulk TP is not high up there.
Nope. You can let us know your everyday embarrassing things at Facebook or Twitter as well. KX969.